This is Vision View Sports Radio, your one-spot stop for all sporting codes.
A huge privilege and pleasure to welcome on the line for the very first time the chairman of Pretoria, Kellys, newly promoted from the ABC Motsepe League to the GLAD Africa Championship, Moses Malada. Good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning to you.
First of all, congratulations in earning promotion from the very complicated ABC Motsepe League to the professional ranks of the GLAD Africa Championship.
No, thank you very much. Indeed, it's a very exciting moment for us as a team, and especially for myself as the chairman of the team.
Absolutely. I mean, you must be absolutely delighted. We know that the history of the club, it might not be your most recent history, but the history of the club goes back into the 1930s. So, you know, a lot of history, a lot of people that are interested in Pretoria Kellys, there's no doubt about that. And now that you're in the professional ranks, I'm sure that's even more.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, this is the team that existed before I was born, and to be leading such a kind of a team is really an honor and a privilege at the same time.
Tell us a little bit about yourself then, Mr. Chairman, and your involvement with Pretoria Kellys. Are you a businessman that got involved with Kellys? Are you a football supporter like the Honourable MEC for Education, Panyaza Lesufi, with Swallows? Where did you get involved with Kellys?
Oh, like any young man, I grew up with the love of football. So I played football myself back in the villages. I come from a village called Makonde down in Venda in the far north.
Okay.
And football has always been a passion for me. And of course, I'm in business. I'm a business person. And I saw the opportunity with Pretoria Kellys. You would understand that football lately, it's also business.
Yes.
So you get to be wise with your investment. So Kellys' brand came in very handy for me as a business person. And of course, we invested the little we could into Pretoria Kellys. And it's paying the fruits.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you must have been absolutely delighted with, first of all, being declared Gauteng champions of the ABC Motsepe League, and then going into the playoffs and going through eventually making the final of the ABC Motsepe League playoffs. It's never easy. I mean, we know the structure, 144 teams with 9 provinces in the ABC Motsepe League. It's a tough environment.
Yes, indeed. I think we get the plan. Because the dream started 5 years ago, and
wow,
we had a 5-year plan, and everything is falling into place. But much credit to the legends of Pretoria Kellys, who have always been supporting us and encouraging us, and really, pushing us to bring this team back, because it means they will also be not forgotten in the football fraternity. And also good work by the technical team, Sammy Tretton and Fly Mosala, who really gave us an amazing offer. I remember the first time I met with them, they said to me, "Chairman, we want to promote the team." And I said, "But where do you get such a confidence?" And they said, no. Just give us the chance, we'll do it. And when we qualified, they came to me and said, "Chairman, but we told you we're going to do it." So what more can you ask for as a chairman of your team?
Well, absolutely. It's fabulous to have that sort of belief. And, one has a look at Sammy Charton, for instance. And, I mean, I've known Sammy for many years. And he's been around. He's been around the block. I mean, he's coached well. I mean, he was 3 years at Tux, went to Aces, Naughty Lions, back at Tux for a couple of seasons, and was most recently at TS Sporting. But it's great that, he had faith in your brand. You've got faith in what he does. The question that has to be asked is, do you retain the coach? Because, things happen in football.
Definitely. It's very rare that a team's vision does fit well into a coach's vision. Mm. And I'll tell you that the relationship between a coach and the team, it's uncertain because of different circumstances as the game progresses.
Yes.
But we don't intend changing anything because there's nothing to fix. And he had assured me that he wants to stay with the team and build the brand, because you would understand that he took a huge risk to relegate himself to a lower division like ABC Motsepe with his experience and the profile that he had. But he then came to me and said, hey, Chairman, give me the chance, because I always want to go back down there and make sure that I promote a team. And we'll leave it as you know, we'll take it as it comes. And he has done that. So I still pretty much believe in him and his counterpart, Slay Musala, that they will be able to, as well here in the Glad Africa, show people one or two things.
Well, it is fantastic that you have that belief in Sammy. And yeah, I mean, there's every reason to have the belief, I mean, for what he's done for you. I didn't have a look at the final log for the Gauteng region. How close was it when SAFA declared the league a done deal? Were there other clubs that were close enough to you to have you know, formulated a challenge, or were you guys comfortable at the top of the table?
We were 5 points ahead.
Okay.
So we're pretty much comfortable up there, but anyway, be as it might be, we were very confident that even if the league would have resumed, we were not going to let any team snatch it away from us. We were going to defend it, because you would remember that before the lockdown came, we were on a high spirit. We were beating teams left and right, and it was clear from that time that we mean business, and we could then be at the end of the day crowned champions. So, because when Sammy joined in, the team was in position 12.
Wow!
And he pushed the team until we went to the first spot, and it was because he was not losing games. I think if I recall very well, he only drew one game with the team that we were contesting the promotion with, which is Babirwa. So yeah, and we also, I think, lost against, that's the other game that he lost, and the only game that he lost against Pele Pele, which we were also competing with. But structurally and the approach of the game, you could tell even from the stance that Kelly's means business.
Well, he certainly did mean business. I mean, having won the league, it, the decision from SAFA must have come as a relief and a celebration to, you know, your side, Pretoria Kellys. But the work didn't stop there, because, you know, straight after that declaration, you know, there was the playoffs that were made, and you went 2-for-2. I mean, you beat both Sizwe. That opening match against Sizwe, you know, they're an established side from the Western Cape, and you know, that's a pretty tough match to get your playoff, you know, started.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, with the likes of Sammy Tretton in the bench, I think I remember asking him after the game, and I said, "Coach, what made us a better side than them? Because to us, they looked a better side in terms of play. But I think the only thing that made us different from them, and which is what he said, he says, no, at times a team would like to play offensive football. But at the end of the day, what team wants is the result. So he wasn't there to play offensive football. He was going there to play a result-driven kind of football. And a lot of people were having discussions and say, Kellys is not playing a nice football. And it's not that we can't play a nice football. It was just a coach strategy to actually grab the points and grab that goal and seal the game. And I think those who have watched the last two games with Mangaung United and Pondo, they will agree that if we want to play football, what we normally call carpet football, we could do. But at the first two games, I will tell you that it wasn't far from rugby what we were playing.
Well, you know, one could argue that point, that Gavin Hunt has the same philosophy. Gavin Hunt is results driven. And it doesn't have to be pretty, as long as the 3 points are on the board, and as long as the result, you know, the wins are in the bag, and you know, the right game plan at the right time. And as you say, I mean, he started playing against Mangaung United, because that's never an easy match either. You're playing in a semi-final, and it's everything to play for. And Mangaung United have been part of the playoffs for ages. You know, every year you see the same team, Mangaung United. Okay, there were Super Eagles that came through at one stage. They played in the Glad Africa Championship and then were relegated in the first season. But Mangaung United are quite a regular from the Free State. And you won quite comfortably. 3-1 is a good score.
Yes, definitely. You'd recall pretty much a lot of teams that were there were teams that are going there for the second time, third time, fourth time. We were the new entrants, and I think we did well under the circumstances. Even our management team did not have experience on how do things done in the. It was just a learning curve throughout. But look, with the experience, with the individual experience we had in the team, the likes of Thabo Moloi, the likes of Thabiso Ngwane, I think it paid off. It paid off, and the plan that the coaches had for the game to fight until the last minute, it really worked for us, because if you'd remember the game against Mbizana, they thought they had sealed the game, and they did not know what caught them at the end of the game. We were forced to go to penalties.
Yeah.
Had it not been the excitement of our boys, who could have snatched it as well. But maybe the mandate that they were given to them was to say, let's get the team promoted. And they couldn't care much about the first prize, because they had already thought to themselves, we have done the job. And they were looking forward to Glad Africa.
Well, absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing you play in the Glad Africa as well. So the South African Football Authorities under the PSL and Dr. Irvin Khoza has made a declaration that both Pretoria Kellys and Bizana then don't start right at the beginning of the season, which is next weekend. You have a couple of weeks then still before you play. Obviously, it makes it a little bit more complicated during the course of the season, because you have to play catch-up matches, and the program's already quite a tough one. But you must be grateful that there is a little bit of a break. And secondly, you must be grateful that the transfer window is still open.
Yeah, I would say it was quite a good decision by the league, led by the chairman, Dr. Ivan Khoza. I think with his visionary thinking of doing things, he had really tried to accommodate us. And it's really much appreciated, because we did not have time to prepare. It's not that much of a time that one would say they will be able to perform miracles. But we have to work with what we have. We currently now, as I speak, busy. The coach is busy assessing some players that have shown interest in joining us. And I think by next week we should be able to announce who we are signing to beef up the team. But we're still much confident with the team that we have, because the guys have really played very well, and some of them, most of them, have got experience in the PSL and in Glad Africa thing. And the team is also going through inductions with the league, understanding what needs to be done and what not to be done, and all these things. So we really don't have time in between. Our first game is away in Free State with
Stars.
And you can imagine the selection of the new players and all that, the training, the philosophy of the team. It might take quite us a long time to actually acclimatize. But the mandate with the coaches is simple. We're not aiming high. All we said to them is that I asked them to say, no, the mandate should then be to go into Glad Africa and maintain the status. Then you can start hoping high in the next season. But with the kind of coaches that Semi is, he's always looking for winning. He says the second place is not his. Normally when he gets a silver medal, he says, he was making a joke, he says, normally when I get a silver medal, I give it away. The only medal I keep.
Are the gold ones. Well, you know, the Gladiator Africa Championship has a bit of a record, or teams coming from the ABC Motsepe League have quite a good record of, you know, retaining their status. I mean, we saw that from JDR Stars and Steenberg, who finished in the top 10 last season. So, you know, and I know that there's different pressures this year, considering the COVID regulations and the delays in the start of the campaign. But, I mean, you know, there are great opportunities for Pretoria Kellys.
Yeah, indeed. If you were to look into the situation on a positive side,
yes.
If we were to resist the first few games, it gives us a chance at the end of the league because we'll then be the only ones that are left playing. So you can do well at the end because you'll be knowing where to and how the league is standing. So it's just for us to go there and make sure that we don't let it lose in the first few games, so that then we will then have to capitalize towards the end because the league will be opened by then.
Absolutely. Now, when the fixtures were released by the PSL, there was no home ground that was stipulated there for both yourselves and Bazana for that matter. Where were you playing your matches in the ABC Motsepe League, and are you hoping to use that stadium? Will it be compliant?
We were using Lucas Moripa Stadium,
oh, okay.
and we have no intentions of moving out of that because you would understand that the man himself was a Pretoria Kellys legend. He's what he is because of Pretoria Kellys. Pretoria Kellys is what it is because of his name. So we want to honour him and stay in that stadium. And play our home games there. We have got Pildish as our second-choice home game in case we can't use Lucas because you would remember that Sundowns and Sundowns are using it as also as their alternative. SuperSport are also using it as their home game. So, but the PSL will help us in terms of putting fixtures in a way that it doesn't clutch in between all the teams. So, the stadium is ready. It's one of the best stadiums in the country.
No, it's beautiful. So, I mean, Zama does a great job with that pitch.
Definitely, and also for our supporters, who are mainly people from Upridgeville, it would be unfair for us to take a team far from them. We want them to access the team, and we want them to always be part of the Romans family.
Mm. For the first time in the Gladiator Africa Championship, the NFD, there are five teams in Gauteng. We haven't had that for quite some time. I mean, normally it was like Cosmos and then Swallows when they were there, but otherwise there weren't that many teams in Gauteng. Obviously, that helps as far as transport costs are concerned because there's at least 10 matches in a season where your transport costs are very little. But I mean, you've got a couple of derbies here, JDR Stars and Tux in Pretoria. You've got Sekhukhune United as well in there, and Joma Cosmos in Potchefstroom. So, I think as far as the Gauteng derbies are concerned, as far as the Tshwane derbies are concerned, it's magical. For me, it sparks a lot of interest.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that's the most exciting thing about football. You would have to compete for that 90 minutes, but good enough is that it's people that we know each other. We always talk about football, and even when we were competing for the ABC Championship, we get a lot of support from all these teams, which was amazing. I mean, we'd play friendly games with Cosmos. I would have a little bit of a chat with Mr. Jomo Sono, and he would guide me as a person there and there, and he's assured me to say it's open for you. If you want to call me anytime, you can call me.
Wow.
The chairman and the coach of JDR Stars is a person that is just a phone call away. The Sekhukhune chairperson and most of his management team are people that I know. It's people that we interact, people that are in business that we meet at that level. So the Tux, most of the guys that are really leading and in the helm of Tux are people that we talk of. And, of course, we got a lot of support from what you would think were not supposed to be the people that would give us support. But that's the beauty of football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. Mr. Chairman, I want to tell you that Vision View Sports Radio, we have this show once a week. Vision View Sports Radio, Rocky Fridays, even though it's on a Thursday, but we concentrate this platform on the GLAAD Africa Championships. That is your platform that you can make use of. If you have any breaking news or any launches that you want to do or whatever the case might be, just let us know. And then, you know, we can have a collaboration as far as that is concerned, because this show promotes the GLAAD Africa Championship. We've been doing this now for nearly 3 years. I've got a website that I've been running for 8 years for the NFD, called the nfd.co.za, and James and myself are very involved with that sort of thing. And whenever there's broadcasts for the GLAAD Africa Championship, which don't happen that often on TV, but when we do, you know, we're involved in that as well. So there's lots of platforms available for you to utilize if you want to do that, sir.
No, that would be a pleasure to us. You know, as a small team, as a first entrance, would really need all the support we can get, especially from media, and especially for a brand like Kelly's. I mean, it has to be really, really a lot of work to put behind and put the team to its rightful places. I would like to have your contact numbers, because you have got my cell number. Maybe just drop in your contact numbers, so that whatever developments that are happening in the team, we will keep you informed, and we can see how best can we help with the team. Yeah.
I will certainly do that for you, sir. No problem whatsoever. Right. Okay. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning on Vision View Sports Radio. It's an honor and a privilege, and congratulations once again for your promotion to the GLAAD Africa Championship. We look forward to your match against the Free State Stars in early December, and we wish you all the best, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thanks again once more for having us on the show. We hope even tomorrow, and a day after, and whatever time, will always be available to chat to you.
Fantastic. I really appreciate this. All the best to you and your team, and we'll chat soon.
A 360-degree view on sports.